At 6:06, it is clear, 76 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 102 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. It is Election Day in Oklahoma. A moderate turnout is expected in Tulsa County for today's primary. Some voters have already cast ballots by going to the election board early.
Things are hopping at the Tulsa County Election Board on the last day of in-person absentee balloting before today's primary. Board Secretary Patty Bryant says there are three Republican primaries and one Democratic primary in the county on the ballot. But she says independents, if they live inside Tulsa city limits, can also vote.
There is a question for the city of Tulsa that independent voters and Democrat voters, as well as Republicans, can vote on.
The polls close at 7 this evening. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
And after the polls close, join us for election coverage here on KWGS. The first triple-digit heat of the season seems to catch some people off guard. Tulsa area emergency manager Roger Jolliffe says you should have a plan to deal with this heat.
This is the time we need to give attention to how much time we spend in the heat, how much we exert ourselves, and watch those around us. This is the time to go ahead and kick in that family heat plan, checking on the neighbors, making sure the pets have plenty of water, spending more time in the shade.
Jolliffe says construction crews and those who work outside are usually well prepared to deal with 100-degree heat. It's those that work under air conditioning who seem to overdo it when they go out of doors. Transportation officials, meanwhile, have shut down the northbound lanes of Highway 75 at Ramona after portions of the roadway buckled. Oklahoma Department of Transportation spokeswoman Kenna Mitchell says the heat likely played a role in the buckling of the roadway yesterday. An Oklahoma Department of Transportation worker has been killed after a recreational vehicle crashed into a parked ODOT truck on Interstate 40. Tim Vandiver died in the collision near Henrietta yesterday. The U.S. Supreme Court strikes down part, but not all, of Arizona's immigration law. The chair of the Tulsa Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, Ed Martinez, is disappointed by the portion left standing.
What it didn't strike down was the racial profiling part that will allow law enforcement to verify the immigration status of anyone who they suspect to be undocumented. And, for a guy like me, that's always a concern because, what magic tool does law enforcement have to tell if somebody is documented or undocumented?
The Obama administration sued to block the Arizona law soon after it was enacted 2 years ago. We will go in depth on this story coming up at 7:35 this morning. An overnight fire at the Bradford Creek Apartments in Tulsa leaves six families homeless. The apartment complex is near 31st and Highway 169. Investigators for the National Transportation Safety Board are sifting through the debris again today, left after two freight trains collided head-on Sunday in the Oklahoma Panhandle. NTSB board member Mark Rosekind is heading up that investigation.
While we're here, we will not be able to determine the probable cause or analyze any of the factual information. We typically produce in 10 business days an initial factual report, and then the full report analysis probable cause could take 12 months.
Speed was a factor in the crash. Three Union Pacific employees were killed. Our weather forecast and ozone alert for today. We had an exceedance again yesterday, a heat advisory from the National Weather Service, and a heat alert from IMSA. They treated 16 people yesterday. It's going to be sunny, hot again today, a high of 102, clear, warm tonight, 75 for a low, tomorrow hot again with a high of 103. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Now, at 6:10, it is clear and 76. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.